Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Metamoon podcast. This episode is a little bit different. I wanted to share with you all one of the exclusive audios that I create for my club members. Every Thursday, I do an episode on a private podcast that's a little bit different than this one. I don't do interviews with anybody. It's just me going in on different topics that I found helpful in my healing journey. I answer questions that members submit and incorporate all the tools that I've learned in my training as a mindfulness coach and a CBT practitioner. I try to pack in as much value as I can in these audios to really aid you in your journey towards a happy, peaceful, abundant, healthy life. So this is one of those audios, and on this one I read a little bit from a book by Alan Watts, and then I talk about security and handling uncertainty during this crisis that we are facing, where the future feels like a huge mystery. So if you like this and you want more episodes like this one, you can join the club. It's only $5 a month, and you get this weekly audio plus bonus meditations and extra content that I share on there. This is also the only place where I answer questions. I get too many questions in my DMs, but I'll always answer the questions from my club members. All right, enjoy this exclusive episode on security. Hello, guys. I hope everyone is having a beautiful day, that you are feeling all your feelings and doing everything you can to be gentle with yourself as we continue to move through this really wild, crazy time that we are all living in right now. I put out a video this week. If you haven't seen it, it is posted on here on the Patreon feed. You can see it. It's on my YouTube, and it's about coping with all the fear that we're feeling right now and some of the differences between anxiety and fear and what we can do about that, how we can support each other. And I wanted to share the ending of that video and go a little deeper into why I wrote it and where it comes from. And then I wanted to read you a little segment from this book that I'm reading right now that has been really helpful to me. And I think it might be helpful to you too. So it's all kind of around the idea of letting go of uncertainty, because that's what we're being forced to do right now in this time, since we don't know what's happening. The future is uncertain. It's forcing us to be very present in the moment and live day by day, and all of the systems and everything that's kind of creating a security around us normally, all of our day-to-day roles and everything that we do to make us feel purposeful, safe, that's all kind of shattering. And so yeah, it's a unique opportunity to really look at that. So that's kind of what I want to read about and share with you today. So the last bit of this video, the last bit of the, I guess, poem or speech or whatever you would want to call it that I wrote for that video says this: "And as all the systems that create a sense of purpose and security start to crumble around you, will you open your eyes to see the reality of what is? Will you see who you are without being a cog in the machine? Who is left in the stillness when all the doing comes to a halt? Who is left when we are all forced to hit pause game? Who are you without the role that you play? As you stare into the face of loss and the illusory blanket of security falls off your shoulders, may acceptance be the lifeboat that carries you home." So I wanted to dive a little deeper into that and talk about why I wrote it and what we're all feeling and what we can do about this fear of uncertainty. So as the system is collapsing and our routines are changing and we don't know what's going to happen, that's creating a lot of anxiety in all of us. And the thing is, we don't ever know what's going to happen. This is not a new thing. It feels like a new thing, but even in our normal lives that we think we're going to be going back to once all this is over, security itself is still an illusion in those moments. The future is no more uncertain now than it was before COVID-19. The only difference is now we're becoming more aware of that uncertainty. So I wanted to read you something from this book called The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts, who's one of my favorite philosophers. And there's like a couple little sections in here that I think are really important and prevalent to this time. So the first little section says, human beings appear to be happy just so long as we have a future to look forward to, whether it be a good time tomorrow or an everlasting life beyond the grave. For various reasons, more and more people find it harder to believe in the latter. On the other hand, the former has the disadvantage that when this good time arrives, it's very difficult to enjoy it fully without some promise of more good to come. And if happiness is always dependent on something expected in the future, we are chasing a will-o'-the-wisp that will ever elude our grasp until the future and ourselves vanish into the abyss of death. So he's essentially saying that our happiness is not dependent on the moment. Usually it's dependent on the promise of more happiness or security for the future, but that's never certain. And as we move into that, and even if some more good does come, then we can't even fully enjoy that good unless we have some certainty and assurance that there's more good coming, and we live this way until we die. And that creates a lot of suffering for humans because we're always chasing this control and certainty of the future. So let me find the next little section that I wanted to read. Okay, here we go. It must be obvious from the start that there is a contradiction in wanting to perfectly secure a universe whose very nature is momentariness and fluidity. But the contradiction lies a little deeper than mere conflict between desire for security and the fact of change. If I want to be secure, that is, protected from the flux of life, I'm wanting to be separate from life. Yet it is this very sense of separateness which makes me feel insecure. To be secure to me means to be isolate and fortify the I, but it is just the feeling of being isolated as an I which makes me feel lonely and afraid. In other words, the more security I get, the more I will want. To put it even more plainly, the desire for security and the feeling of insecurity are the same thing. To hold your breath is to lose your breath. I love that line. To hold your breath is to lose your breath. A society based on the quest for security is nothing but a breath retention contest in which everyone is as taut as a drum and purple as a beet. I'm going to read that again. A society based on the quest for security is nothing but a breath retention contest in which everyone is as taut as a drum and as purple as a beet. That's what I feel like we're experiencing right now, this holding and resisting and desire for security that's causing us all a lot of pain and anxiety. So he continues to say, we look for the security by fortifying and enclosing ourselves in innumerable ways. We want the protection of being exclusive and special, seeking to belong to a safe church, the best nation, the highest class, the right set, the nice people. These defenses lead to divisions between us and more insecurity demanding more defenses. Of course, it is all done in the sincere belief that we're trying to do the right thing and live in the best way, but this too is a contradiction. I can only think seriously of trying to live up to an ideal to improve myself if I split myself into two pieces. There is the good I who's going to improve the bad me, the I who has the best intentions who will go to work on wayward me, and the tussle between the two, which will very much stress the difference between them. Consequently, I will feel more separate than ever and merely increase the lonely and cut off feelings which make me behave so badly. We can hardly begin to consider this problem unless it's clear that the craving for security itself, the craving for security is itself a pain and a contradiction, and the more we pursue it, the more painful it becomes. This is true in whatever form security may be conceived. You want to be happy, to forget yourself, and yet the more you try to forget yourself, the more you remember the self you want to forget. You want to escape from pain, but the more that you struggle to escape, the more you inflame the agony. You are afraid and you want to be brave, but this effort to be brave is fear trying to run away from itself. You want peace of mind, but the attempt to pacify is like trying to calm the waves with a flat iron. We are also familiar with this kind of vicious circle in the form of worry. We know that worry is futile, but we're doing it because calling it futile does not stop it. We worry because we feel unsafe and we want to be safe. Yet it is perfectly useless to say that we should not want to be safe. Calling a desire a bad name doesn't get rid of it. What we have to discover is that there is no safety, that seeking it is painful, and we imagine that we have found it, we don't like it. In other words, if we can really understand what it is that we're looking for, that safety is isolation, and that what we do to ourselves when we look for it, we shall see that we do not want it at all. No one has to tell you that you should not hold your breath for 10 minutes. You know that you can't do it, and the attempt is very uncomfortable. This principal thing to understand is that there is no safety or security. One of the worst vicious circles is the problem of the alcoholic. In many cases, he knows quite clearly that he's destroying himself and that the liquor is poison, and he actually hates being drunk, even dislikes the taste of liquor, and yet he drinks. For dislike as he may, the experience of not drinking is worse. It gives him horrors, for he stands face to face with the unveiled, the insecurity of the world. Herein lies the crux of the matter, to stand face to face with insecurity and still not understand it. To understand it, you must not face it, but be it. It's like the Persian story of the sage who came to the door of heaven and knocked. From within, the voice of God asked, "Who is there?" And the sage answered, "It is I, in this house. There is no room for thee and me." So the sage went away, spending many years pondering this answer in deep meditation. Returning for a second time, the voice asked the same question. Again, the sage answered, "It is I." The door remained closed. After some years, he returned for the third time, and at his knocking, the voice demanded, "Who's there?" And he cried, "It is thyself," and the door was opened. To understand that there is no security is far more than to agree with the theory that all things change, more even to observe the transitoriness of life. The notion of security is based on the feeling that there is something within us which is permanent, something which endures through all the days and all the changes of life. We are struggling to make sure the permanence, continuity, and safety of this enduring core, for the center and soul of our being, which we call I. For this we think to be the real man, the thinker of our thoughts, the feeler of our feelings, the knower of our knowledge. We do not acknowledge understanding that there is no security until we realize that this I does not exist. So, that's a little segment from this book. If you liked that and you want to read it, it's a really good book for right now, I think, called The Wisdom of Insecurity by Alan Watts. So, yeah, essentially what I feel he's saying there is that we are suffering because we're looking for security, but true security does not exist because everything, the nature of this life is always changing, it's always moving. We never know what's going to come. Even if we create all of these systems and like control and things that we think that are ours and that we own, people that we think we control, possessions that we think we control, jobs that we feel we can rely on for income, none of that is actually secure. I mean, if you think about before all of this happened, we felt really secure, but had no idea that right around the corner was this disease, this outbreak that was going to change everything. And so the reality that everything could change in a moment and that nothing is ours and that we are not the ones in control of this existence, we are just a piece of it, a part of it, flowing with what is happening. Once we come to terms with that, it feels really scary when you think about it at first. But if you can really accept that, really come to terms with the fact that we are flowing with this ever-changing existence, that is where that true peace can come from. And what he says at the end there, that that's only part of it, because the other piece is realizing who you actually are, and that the truth of who you are is infinite. It is the one thing that is never changing, because you are the awareness that holds all of it, the awareness that exists within all of the change. And as everything moves and shifts and has a new form, that the awareness that you truly are, not the I that you think you are by identifying with your thoughts and making yourself separate from, that true self, that true being, is the source of peace. It is the source of love that is always within you, that is always there. And so once we realize that and realize that there is no security, there is no control, and there is no consistency, we can release that and start to become aware of who we really are. And that is where that deep, unshakable peace comes from. So, yeah, as long as our happiness is contingent on a seemingly secure future, we will be in worry. The only way to dissolve this worry is to fully accept the uncertainty and live in this moment. Chasing security causes us suffering because security is stagnant and it cannot exist in this ever-changing world. When we try to control the future, we are in resistance to life itself. But if we surrender to that uncertainty, if we're in flow with all the changes of each and every moment, knowing that who we are is beyond all of those changes around us. It's beyond the shifting of form, beyond loss, even beyond death. Only then will we find that peace that cannot be shaken. I hope you enjoyed that exclusive audio. If you want to join the club to get these weekly lessons, you can go to patreon.com/metamoon. I love you all. Remember that you are safe, you are loved, and you have everything you need within you. Peace and blessings.